My guest today is Iranian-American harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani, who was born in Tehran and raised in Potomac, Maryland, now lives in Prague, but is in the country for, amongst other things, a Shriver Hall concert coming up this Sunday at 5:30. It is such a pleasure to welcome you to WBJC, Mahan, and back to the Baltimore-Washington area.
It's very nice to be back. I come fairly seldom, but yes, it's good to be back.
I want you to tell me, please, about your mission of rehabilitating the harpsichord so that it doesn't just remain this archaic instrument, but we bring it into the 21st century.
You know, I commission a lot of new music. I play a lot of, you know, relatively contemporary music, modern music. Although, funny enough, in this program, the composers happen to be dead, although both of them died relatively recently. And whatever goes for any other instrument naturally can go for the harpsichord. So, I mean, you know, we've gotten this far, so let's see what we can do in the next sort of 30, 40 years with it.
So, really, your program is a very clear encapsulation of this idea with music by Baroque composers like Pachelbel, Bach, Scarlatti, marrying that with music by Louis Andriessen and Luc Ferrari, and that work particularly for harpsichord and tape. How do you see the conversation across centuries then?
I think that we take a very different approach and a very different attitude to older music, right? I was recently reading about Felix Mendelssohn's time at the Gewandhaus in Leipzig, and he had set up these concerts that he called historical concerts, and it really transformed concert going, because until that point in the 19th century, people had always been concerned with what was for them contemporary music, living music. And by programming older music, Mendelssohn unwittingly set into motion a sort of sanctification of older music as something that, you know, we wouldn't touch in the same way, that wouldn't be subject to the same sort of, you know, sort of subjective artistic attitudes as living music. And I think engaging with living music makes you look at older music differently. Looking at older music makes you look at living music differently. And so, you know, I like to think that, you know, my recitals are sort of like walking through an art gallery where you see great masters and works by young artists.
Tell me about your instruments. Are you one of those people who likes to build your instruments? How do you set about that?
I tinkered a little bit with building and things like that at one time, but no, I mean, I sort of leave it to a builder who is you know, vastly more experienced and has a greater expertise than I do in that side of an instrument. And generally, some builders are, you know, fairly qualified players, but I would say that we work pretty closely with builders to achieve the sort of instruments we want. I mean, I have at home one instrument in particular, which I generally keep in England for recordings and things, which I sort of, you know, co-designed with a builder, and a bit of an experimental instrument. But, you know, otherwise, you basically take what you can get. But in most towns and countries, I know the local builders, and, you know, generally they're pretty pleased to bring me, you know, a good instrument.
This is a recital coming up at Shriver Hall this Sunday, 5:30, and it is with the harpsichordist Mahan Esfahani, returning in a sense to this area, born in Tehran but raised in Potomac, Maryland. Lovely to welcome you back. Thank you so much for your time.
Most kind of you. Thank you.
Not at all. And more information is at shriverconcerts.org. Thank you again so much, Mahan.
Thank you.